This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Every gun I own is slathered in the stuff. It does truly just work. And real quick, well, apparently I didn't know this, but happy birthday to Dr. John Adeen, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, good friend of the show, contributor, gets guests for me from time to time, and oh, he's got a gun I love. His SIG 10mm is 220 10mm. That's one of the prettiest guns I've ever seen. Happy birthday to you, sir. I'm sure, what are you, like 29, something like that, you know. I don't follow football. Sometimes I'm asked why. Well, here's one reason. Back in August, during an August 31st SEC football coaches teleconference, University of Kentucky coach Mark Stoops said he does not allow players on his football team to own a handgun, even if they possess a legal permit for it. According to the Montgomery Advertiser, gun policies for players at SEC schools vary. But Stoops made it clear that he prohibits his players at Kentucky from owning handguns. He said, "We do not allow any handguns." He added, "I've made it very clear to them that I do not want them owning a handgun, even if they have a legal permit for it. They obviously can never have a handgun on campus, but I make it my policy to tell them no guns. And come explain to me why they may need a gun, because we definitely should not need a gun living in Lexington, Kentucky. So that's my policy." Well, Coach Stoops, my only question to you is, who the hell are you? I guess that, can I presume then that in Lexington, Kentucky, there is zero crime? It's the utopia? Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn also voiced opposition to his players owning handguns, but did not say whether his opposition reflects actual policy. However, his opposition did align with Stoops in that it included handguns for which there was a permit. The Advertiser asked Malzahn if his no handgun preference included legally licensed handguns, and he responded by saying, "Correct." Okay. Now, these guys make millions of dollars. You know that, right? And the reason that they're able to be these demigods is because of how much money they bring to the school. Not because of how good they are. Coaches at Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, and Mississippi State said their team policies restrict players from having handguns or weapons as a part of being a member of the football program. On August 31st, the Advertiser's Matthew Stevens tweeted that University of Missouri head coach Barry Obom does not allow his players to legally own a handgun while playing for him. Missouri coach Barry, Odom, says his players are prohibited to legally own a handgun while they're a member of the Tigers football team. But after Matthew Stevens tweeted this on August 31st, the university issued a clarification and explained that the handgun prohibition is against illegal weapons. Once again, I have to ask, who the hell are these guys? I've watched various documentaries on some of these things that these players put themselves through to move through a college football system on their way to trying to become a professional football player. And it's a whole lot of the average kid going through that is going nowhere for the most part. I mean, certainly he may be a very good player at the college level. He may become an okay player at the pro level, but their lifetimes are, you know, a lot of these guys give it up real early to save their heads, to save their brains. Coming out of Australia, the land down under, they're waking up to the realization that their country's immigration policy has created a very serious danger. The Australian Muslim population has skyrocketed from negligible low levels prior to the 1970s to the point where Muslims now constitute 2.2% of the population. And that's growing rapidly thanks to high birth rates. Aside from the usual celebration of diversity, they're also now aware that they are a target thanks to their kindness in admitting many refugees from Lebanon's civil war and subsequently other Muslims. Kim Stevens reports on news.com.au, a frightening new Islamic State magazine has encouraged lone wolves to attack and kill Australians in public acts of terror. Kill them on the streets of Brunswick, Broadmeadows, Bankstown, and Bondi. Kill them at the MCG, the SCG, the Opera House, and even in their backyards. Stab them, shoot them, poison them, and run them over with your vehicles. Kill them wherever you find them until the hollowness of their arrogance is filled with terror and they find themselves on their knees and their backs broken under the weight of regret for having waged a war against the believers and by Allah's will. And then through your sacrifices, this Ummah community of Muslims will be victorious. Believe it or not, that's an editorial from the terrorist organization entitled Among the Believers Are Men. Also alleged that Melbourne man Ezit Raad, who was convicted over a plan to blow up the Melbourne cricket ground in 2005, died while fighting for IS in November 2015. They pay tribute to Raad, who fled Australia for Syria in 2013, where he recruited others to fight for the terrorist group. They showed a photo of what appears to be Raad's body and also paid tribute to Melbourne teenager Adam Daman, also known as Abu Bakras, who carried out a suicide bombing in Iraq in 2014. The article urged others, those living in Australia in particular, to follow their lead, follow the path of these righteous souls, because there is no other path. The Khalifa has called for you to mobilize from your dens to alleviate the pain inflicting the hearts of the Muslims by striking the kafar in their homelands. It is only for the hikmah of Allah that he has scattered you around the earth and in the various lands of the crusaders. See which of you are best in deeds. So here you are at the doors of jihad, unhinged and in their lands. Light the ground beneath them aflame and scorch them with terror. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister of Australia said the plea reflected the desperation of the terrorist organization as it continued to lose territory in the Syrian conflict. Their new magazine is another desperate attempt to attract more supporters in the face of substantial territory losses and dwindling numbers of foreign fighters. IS has lost close to half of the territory it held in Iraq and up to 20% of its territory in Syria. So in other words, that's the Obama administration party line. So not everyone in Australia accepts this passivity, including the host of a national television program, Sonia Kruger, who's called for a halt to Muslim immigration in Australia. I guess when they start cutting heads off, they'll begin to notice that. And they will. I don't know to what degree they will. 2.2% is a pretty good infection. It's a pretty good infection. Pretty good infection. It's happening all over Europe right now. I mean, right now, as we speak, it's happening in Europe. It's happening in Australia. It's happening here. It's just we're bigger. We have a bigger population on our landmass. So that's going to take a little bit of time. But Obama's working on it, and Hillary wants to finish up that good work, don't you know? Don't you know? I mean, I know. I know. But, hey, light the ground underneath them aflame. Or it doesn't mean nothing. Choose. We'll be right back.
born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. And a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It does. And I use it all the time. I'm getting low on it. I need a care package. I'll be calling them tomorrow. If there was only some way to blame the Republicans, well, the media would be hammering the public with hysteria over the escalating carnage right now in Chirac. President Obama's adopted hometown has become a national embarrassment, and we just went through Labor Day weekend. Chirac stands alone among major cities in escalating into war zone level casualties. Coming from the Chicago Tribune, 9 men were killed and at least 22 other people were wounded in separate shootings over a 21-hour period Monday morning into Tuesday morning. The most recent homicide left 2 people dead and 3 other people wounded in the Lawndale neighborhood on the city's west side. The 5 were standing outside about 10:45 p.m. on the 2700 blocks of West Lexington Avenue when someone in a silver minivan opened fire toward the group in a sidewalk. What a bunch of guys, people standing outside. A 22-year-old man was taken to Stroger Hospital and pronounced dead, and a 22-year-old man died at Mount Sinai Hospital. A 17-year-old boy was left in serious condition with a chest wound. A 20-year-old was left in serious condition with a chest and arm wound, and a 16-year-old was left in critical condition with a chest wound. Another shooting left 2 people dead in Ogden Park. As more than 100 people celebrated Labor Day there, authorities were called to the shooting about 7:20 p.m., according to the Chicago Fire Department Commander Walter Schroeder. Celebrating a national holiday in a park. And it's a free fire zone. Life is no longer normal. The Tribune chronicles the other killings as well. It is depressing reading. Chicago and Richard Brayer tells that the neighborhood where the shootings are concentrated has a population in the range of 80,000. The casualty rate in these neighborhoods should not be acceptable to any American. This is a scandal. And who's in charge? Well, none other than Rahm Emanuel, Obama's former chief of staff and part of the sinister Emanuel brothers. And this is an opportunity for Trump to stress the ultimate civil right, the right to live. Shame of the BLM endorsing Democrat nominee ought to be driven home for black people who constitute, you know, they constitute the overwhelming majority of victims here. Now, the election of Hillary Clinton would mean final defeat for American conservatism for at least a generation and almost certainly for much longer than that. The demographic change is certain to flow from 8 more years of open borders, general amnesty, and distribution of the newly arrived statist voters to electorally vulnerable states would make the left's presidential victory this fall, for all practical purposes, permanent. And that's without considering the effect on the electorate of the increasingly intolerant and repressive educational and political environment, an environment that for 8 more years would continue driving substantial segments of the populace, especially the vulnerable young, into the ever more mandatory belief system of the left. But don't worry about that, because after Clinton's election, the elegant and witty columns of George Will and Bill Kristol and Jonah Goldberg, aided by the surpassing political skills of the Bush and Romney families, will save us all from these calamities and from all the other unnamed ones that Hillary and the left will bring. How? Well, I don't know. There has to be a way. They're going to do it, right? Because they're the ones pushing us that, they're trying to push us that way. If Clinton prevails, there'll be no conservative president during the lifetime of any adult member of the feckless Republican royal families or of Mr. Goldberg or the children of George Will or William Kristol. Their prediction that the presidency will be recovered in short order is a pipe dream. Over the medium term, 20 to 25 years, that recovery would approach demographic impossibility. Despite the inarguable magnitude of the coming Clinton left disaster, Republican conservative turncoats led by these and other members of what Peggy Noonan aptly terms the protected classes are working for Clinton's election. In unalloyed self-destructive irrationality, the support of Hillary Clinton by never Trump commentators and Republican politicians is just happening left and right. And never before in American history have intellectual and political leaders of a major party deliberately attempted to open the gates of enduring power to an enemy sworn to their eradication. What's motivating this? Are they moved by the general snobbery or confusion caused by overwork, East Coast social pressure? I don't care. I couldn't care less. On a different level, on the level of their own personal careers and perceived short-term well-being, and absolutely certain what they think. They think we'll do fine under Clinton and the left. Under Obama, we've experienced all of what Clinton will bring, and we've flourished. Under Clinton, we'll do it again. We'll continue speaking out politely and carefully, of course, and they won't touch us. We won't lose our jobs, and our children won't be expelled. There'll be no unpleasant changes in our expensive neighborhoods or our children's Tony private schools. We'll drink with the same refined people in our clubs and cocktail parties. Through it all, we'll continue making an excellent living as the articulate opposition of the wretchedness the left will be imposing on the American working and middle classes. The little people, the unprotected people, will endure the downside. Low wages, high taxes, unsafe and decaying neighborhoods, destroyed public schools, and violent racial animosity will be the left's safe and well-paid critics. This is an appalling betrayal of the vast majority of Main Street voters who elected two Bush presidents and made conservative intellectuals' cushy lives possible. This is clear. Trump's defeat, if it occurs, will be the work of the Never Trumps. It won't be because Hillary did it. And Trump is still persevering, despite these guys. And this shows you exactly what their effectiveness is. If they can't persuade their side to not go with Trump, then, if Trump falls, the Never Trumps will be standing there grinning beside that body like Brutus, you know. But as the Clinton debacle unfolds and their role in bringing it about is meticulously established, dissected, and seared into memory, who will be their political friends? Or more pertinently, where will they hide? That's a question for a different essay. I don't have a problem blaming who will be to blame. But when we get back, we're going to talk about percentages, and we're actually going to get into breaking it down and everything else about what's going on today. Because we're being betrayed by those that we should be able to trust. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right. Well, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is some stuff that I put on. I mean, when I come back from a range trip, there's me, a bunch of gun parts, and 3 or 4 bottles of Frog Lube. And then I go to town. Check them out, froglube.com. For sale in a lot of your, I believe Cabela's carries it. Alameda State carries it. There's a lot of people that carry Frog Lube. Very, very well known. Talking about the Never Trumpers. When we left off and everything. Now, victory by Clinton and the left is still avoidable. In fact, the gap is closing now as we speak. But only if the usually overwhelming percentage of conservatives and Republicans unite behind their party's candidate. 73% is not going to work. Although, there are indications that a lot of black America is going to defect from the Clinton camp, and a lot of working-class, blue-collar Democrats are going to vote for him from the Northeast. Trump's candor about the issues and his personal bravery are, you know, bringing a lot of new voters to the fold. The Republican and conservative voter base has got to be persuaded to ignore the suicidal advice of their failed former leaders and snobbish intellectuals and come together behind a candidate who's more, you know, it's he's solidly with them on almost all of the great issues, immigration and borders, freedom of expression and religion, the role and composition of the federal judiciary, taxation and regulation, national security and public safety. But if 20 to 25% of the Republican core continues to follow the wrist-slitting advice of the never-Trump crowd, the left will once again be victorious, as in 1992, when Republican defections to Perot gave the presidency to Bill Clinton with a puny 43% of the vote. And thereafter, we will be permanently transformed into a new nation, molded by the left's dystopian dreams of multiculturalism, racial and ethnic balkanization, boiling hatred of black for white, open borders and a government-suffocated economy, a new nation whose populace would be increasingly beaten down by the dictates of governmentally mandated orthodoxies. Here, and this is of singular importance for any future chance of conservative governance in America, is what we know is coming from the Clintons and the left. Intensification of the Democratic Party-sponsored third world invasion of the country. In this so far highly successful project, the left has substituted millions of status newcomer voters for the politically uncooperative Americans who shunned them in 68, 72, 80, 84, and 88. But their revolutionary demographic transformation of America is not complete, because there's still a stubborn and significant core of patriots and traditionalism that remains within the country. This will be the primary task of the Clinton presidency, to overwhelm this annoyingly tenacious opposition once and for all. And the following states require only a modest infusion of status newcomers to place them out of reach for any Republican or conservative presidential candidate not pledged to open borders in a huge welfare state: Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Iowa, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona. When any five of those 10 are gone, that's game over. Under Clinton, illegals would continue moving north across the southern border in numbers sure to exceed those who came during Obama's presidency, a minimum of 2.5 million, according to the Pew Research Center and the Center for Migration Studies. In addition to the illegals, at least 1.5 million, overwhelmingly third world legal immigrants, will arrive annually, up to 1.1 million per year under Obama, nearly all impoverished and nearly all with expectations of government formed in their statist homelands. Added to the legal and illegal immigrants will be the sure-to-be-legalized 11 to 20 million illegals already here. Again, Pew and Homeland Security admit to 11.2 million illegals already in America. But the actual figure, there's no way of knowing the actual figure. And if Clinton's amnesty runs into congressional opposition and she resorts to the unconstitutional executive orders, this time there'll be no help from the Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court will become a five-vote rubber stamp for the left immediately upon Clinton's appointment of Justice Scalia's replacement. That majority will be sustained or enlarged by whatever further vacancies come Clinton's way. So adding it all up, the number of new future statist client voters after Clinton will be in the neighborhood of 26 to 38 million. 11 to 20 million amnesty illegals, 12 million new, almost exclusively third world statist voting legal immigrants, and another 4 to 6 million newly arrived illegals. With the full power of the federal executive branch in their hands and no opposition from an increasingly partisan federal judiciary, and of course the Supreme Court not in the way, the re-empowered left will move to its newly chosen voters around, they'll move around where they want, to the states where their voting presence will have the greatest effect. Had the Bush and the Romney families and their intellectual enablers given this even passing thought? How many of these new voters do the people like Crystal, Will, and Goldberg expect to persuade with their erudition? Much more likely what they focus on is what's always been their main concern: continued politically useless but personally remunerative occupation of the places of party power. Over the last 25 years, neither the intellectuals nor the party leaders of the never-Trump crowd has prevented or even slowed the left's march through our cultural institutions. And now, To round out their litany of failure, they urge us to give the left permanent possession of the presidency and the federal judiciary. Good way to go, guys. Our last fatal giveaway from the crowd that's already failed so grandly. I submit that Ronald Reagan, America's most successful conservative president, and William Buckley, America's most effective conservative intellectual, would be appalled by this selfish, self-destructive clack of clueless politicians and confused scribblers who are trying to lead America into the arms of the left. I don't even know why Romney is part of that. Why is Romney part of that? Romney's a failure. When did he become political royalty? Reagan and Buckley had the unfailingly good judgment to vigorously support the most conservative electable candidate, especially when the presidency was at stake. So, barring calamity, list of possible next American presidents contains two names, and there are no others, and it would take Ronald Reagan or Bill Buckley all of a microsecond to give Trump their full support in this crucial election. So these determined suicides within the Republican Party and the conservative leadership ranks can't be reached by reason. Let them go over the side. This is the time to simply ignore them. Doing so now will be good practice for in the future. And as for the rest of us, we can only work to ensure that in the end, the overwhelming majority of America's conservatives and Republicans are guided what their greatest leaders would have done in these circumstances, and not by the idiots that, you know, are presently here. They're trying to hand our country to the left. And there won't be a pass back. There's always been a, you know, power shifts and cycles. That won't happen again. They're thinking it would happen again. It will not happen again after this one. Nope, not going to be that way. We'll be right back.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is stuff I've used as part of my weapons maintenance program for 4 years. And it just keeps getting better. And at the same time, the weapons that I've kept all of this time, which are only a few, they're real. I mean, this is more of a treatment than lubrication. Go check them out, Frog Lube. I want you to imagine that tonight you're asleep and you hear in your sleep, you imagine that you hear a thump, and then you actually do hear a crash, and then you've been awakened from a sound sleep. And you're not sure why. You're sort of groggy. You listen for a few seconds, and you're trying to process what you're taking in. And then you realize what's happening. Someone has broken into your home. Do you know what you're going to do should that occur? Huh? Now, if you don't, let's talk about that. Now, my house from front to back is very short, okay? From front to back, 15 steps will just about cover it if somebody's, you know, an adult. So, because of the lack of depth and because of the part where, you know, all of the bedrooms are on the first floor, there's only a bonus room upstairs. Once they come into my house, they're in the middle of us, almost immediately. The first door they would pass would be the studio. The next one is my son's door. Bookcases, then my door, my bedroom door. So I've had to figure out what that plan is going to be. Now, part of my plan is that I have dogs, and I'm going to have to hope the dogs work out to a degree of keeping, you know, waking me up. The other part is I have steel doors, and I have a reinforced door frame to a degree. And it would take a bit of doing to kick that door in. The back door, maybe not so much. But the front door, oh yeah. Now, while a lot of people have plans for fires, home invasions are something else altogether different. You have to have a plan for that. One thing that you could try to do is try to make your home a hard target. But what happens if that's not enough? What if in the middle of the night you hear glass break? See, right over here to my left are some windows that are as tall as I am, and they're just about at ground level. They're not glass, but they're not unbreakable. So right there is a point of entry, if that's what it comes down to. That's the easiest point of entry from the front of the house. Now, I'll hear that. The dogs will hear that, too, and they will begin to move to this. In very short order, I will know if someone is in the house. Then what? What do you do then? Now, because of the size of my house and because of the fact that, you know, my son is going on 26 years old and he has a gun, he's very well armed as well. Somebody coming into our midst is sort of, he's going to maybe get one of us at the best. If not, both of us are going to get him. Now, it's a very scary thought to think about somebody breaking into your house, but it's worse if you've never taken the time to run scenarios on what might happen should someone gain access to your home while you're inside the house. A lot of people don't like to keep a gun beside their, they don't want to keep a gun under the pillow. They don't want to keep a gun between the mattress. They don't want to keep a gun on the nightstand or something. They actually want it in a safe. But it has to be recoverable, right? You have to be able to get to it timely. And the challenge is, well, one, you just woke up. Two, it's dark. Three, you got to be able to get that gun out of that safekeeping, probably in the dark, probably still asleep to a certain degree. Depending on the layout of your house, that's going to determine how much time you have. For me, it's almost certainly going to have to be, I'm going to be relying on dogs waking me up. I'm going to be relying on certain things holding people up. And then I'm going to be relying on my skill level. Because there's not going to be, it's not going to be a lot of covering and firing. This is going to be primarily a case of me having to close with quickly this person and ending them. That's my only plan I have available. The best thing to do, if you can, is to get out. Okay? Because of the layout of my house, I have no choice but to move forward because they're going to be coming to me. I don't have a long hallway that they have to enter or anything else. I have one of these, it's great in the daylight, the open floor plan. At night, that's a little bit different. So my odds are different from most people's odds. And burglaries and home invasions can also happen during broad daylight. Criminals will assume the homeowner is at work during daytime hours. I work here. I work from home. So when I'm here, I'm carrying a gun. Everywhere I go in this house, I'm carrying a gun. My son carries a gun everywhere he goes in this house. Now, does this make me paranoid? No, it doesn't make me paranoid. I'm prepared. In some states, like in New York, of course, you have the duty to retreat should someone break into your house. And you can only use deadly force if you feel that your life is in danger and you cannot safely leave the premises. And even then, you're going to be in some sort of trouble. people in New York don't have the same defensive options as people in Texas, for example. State laws vary widely on their interpretation of the Castle Doctrine and the use of deadly force, and I'd urge you to familiarize yourself with the laws in your area so that you can make the best plan possible for you and your family. Start by going from room to room and looking around. Are there two ways out of the room? No, not in my case. Is there a great place to hide a weapon where it's out of sight and appropriately safe but quickly accessible should you need it? No, that's why I carry one everywhere I go. If you want to make a sketch of the layout of your house and actually, you know, go all SAS on it and try to figure certain things out, you can do that. Make some notes. That will help you brief your family on a plan. If you could try to figure out two ways to get out of a room, in my case, that means kicking out windows, which is going to take some time because, once again, they're not glass. They're, you know, they're plexiglass. They're break-resistant. They're not break-proof, but they're break-resistant. The only way out of certain rooms is probably going to be through the door. Your plan should include calling 911, retrieving your firearm, and if you can move to a safe place, do it. You don't have a duty to be a hero. If you can safely move yourself and your family out of harm's way, do it. Let the police handle this perpetrator. Stay in contact with the police. Let them know that you are armed. Tell them what you're wearing. Tell them how you look. You know, I'd be saying, bald guy, gym shorts, T-shirt, Glock with cool serrations cut on the front of the gun. You know? Have a headset on your phone when you go to bed at night, and that way you can keep the phone on, put the phone in your pocket if you have one, while you're on with the 911 operator. If you have it, make a panic room, but you got to be able to get to the panic room. And you're probably going to be in a pretty big house for that if you have one of those. And if you have one of those, well, you know, you can have your own bat cave. That'd be cool. Keep some battery-operated lights and flashlights. Weapon, of course. Medical supplies or a first aid kit. Fire extinguisher. And keep up with your children. We've got hour number three coming up. We'll be right back.
Century company, founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.